March 13th. Happiness is not created by what happens to us, but by our attitudes toward each happening. Walter Hybe. The Johnsons bought a big old rundown country house that appeared to me to be beyond hope. "You don't really expect to take care of your four children and rebuild this monster, too?" I asked my friend Marion, wondering where she could even begin in the cracked, dingy, plaster-heaped rooms. Marion patted my hand.
"Don't worry. We'll make it."
It was 3 months before I returned to the Johnsons. What a surprise! Bright, newly painted walls, polished hardwood floors and woodwork, windows winking clean in the sunlight, and all about was a feeling of harmony and coziness. "How did you ever do it?" I cried, stunned at such a great change in so short a time. Marion smiled.
"The truth is, we just got a glory."
"A glory?" I repeated. She nodded. "We're so in love with this place that we do everything, large and small alike, willingly, wholeheartedly, with pride, no matter how difficult any of it seems. That's how it is when you have a glory." I knew just what she meant, because I've got a glory too, for the Lord. And when I proudly do everything I can for Him, large and small alike, with willing, wholehearted love, I find that life is charged with happiness. I am basking in His glory. And oh, what joy is mine. Do you have that glory in your life? If not, it's waiting for you. Thank you, Lord, for the joyous rewards you heap on our lives when we learn to serve you.